This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ live on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. And we have a very exciting way to start the day. And it comes from our very own Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got the text message late last night. We were all asleep while he was partying with Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Then Bobby put it out this morning that George Pickens is or is about to be a Dallas Cowboy. Adam Schefter, Jordan Schultz, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport just said Bobby Belt first to be on it. Bobby, take us inside the story.
So the Cowboys have been working on receiver trades for the last couple days. They've called about a couple different guys. And in the last 2 days, they really started focusing on Pickens. And they ended up last night, it sounded like it was getting really close for them. And so I think it's getting finalized today. But yeah, this is something that is agreed upon, I think, right now. And they'll just get it finalized with the league office probably this morning and get all the compensation swap done.
Can you say other names that they were thinking about?
I think they called on Rashad Bateman in Baltimore. And I think they were calling about a lot of different players. But I think Bateman and Pickens were the two that they were really looking at. Cost, I think, settled them on Pickens. But because, I mean, if you go and get Bateman, he's already got a contract extension. You have to rework things. You have to flip switches to make his money work. Whereas Pickens is still on a rookie deal. They acquire him and they don't have to really do anything with his money. And also, I think what they're going to have to give up is probably not going to match what they would have had to have given up for Bateman, which I think you're probably looking at a day two or really early day three pick for Pickens is what the compensation is probably what you're looking at here.
So that's the breaking news. George Pickens is about to be a Dallas Cowboy. RJ Choppy, your thoughts?
I have like this. They need a number two. Like they needed a number two wide receiver, and he's not a number one. This is exactly, I think, where he would be at his best. Is a number two. This was like one of the things they needed to do. It's youth too. Yeah, they didn't go down the old man well with Amari Cooper. They didn't go down the old man well with
Brandon Cooks 2.0.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, was he one of the names? Yeah. So they didn't go down that old man well. I like the process. I like the plan here. Go get somebody youthful. Well, and you know, you have capital to use and use it.
Well, you haven't mentioned the big part of the problem, which is all the drama and all the headache.
I love drama. I love headache. I usually love other people's drama. But
OPD. Talent check. 24 years old. Check. Number two. Check. Headache. Big fat X.
Yeah, and like it's the whole if Mike Tomlin can't do anything to keep you kind of on a straight and narrow pathway, who can? You know, Mike seems to be like just one of these, you know, really great motivators. I think he's the best motivator in the NFL as a coach, and if he can't get you to kind of see the plan, then who can? Certainly, it's gonna be more difficult for a rookie head coach.
Under normal circumstances, I'm saying no. I'm out.
Ian has the compensation. It's a trade centered on a third rounder going from Dallas and then a late round pick swap. So Dallas is trading a third and a late round pick to Pittsburgh in exchange for Pickens and a late round pick.
Third and a late for Pickens.
I think Bateman. I think Baltimore wanted a second for Bateman.
Yeah. Well, no.
So it's a second versus a third, and having to move money around as opposed to not. But it's also a guy who needs a contract in Pickens, who's also represented by, what's his name? David Mulugeta.
Oh. Well, let me ask this. Why didn't this just take place during the draft? I had heard Brian Broaddus and G-Bag play this out. I think this wasn't one of their fights, right? That was about Booker.
Yeah.
That was about the first round pick.
I mean, Dawson obviously wanted a wideout, but yeah.
Why didn't this just play out during the draft?
I think that they were...
Because Broaddus had said he would pull the trigger on Pickens in that moment if we were talking about a third or a fourth.
I think they picked up the phone on all these guys initially during draft week or leading up to the draft. And I think what happened was they wanted to see what would potentially fall to them in the draft. They wanted McMillan. If they get McMillan at 8, they don't do this.
Right.
But they didn't get him. They get Booker instead.
They get somebody in the second or third. They don't do this.
Yeah. And so I think what happened was they got through that, and then they went, all right, let's really dig in on these receivers now that we get out of the draft. We know we're not getting that. And so I think they started calling around, looking for the best possible bang for their buck. And a third and a pick swap for Pickens is pretty good value if he's all straight off the field.
There's a lot on the field.
There's a lot of talk already about, and I saw it already, like, so much for culture. Oh, I guess Shoddy lied. So much for culture.
It's a very good point.
It is. It's a fair point to bring up, but I think it's also, from the Cowboys' perspective, they would say, and look, I don't think they're 100% comfortable with everything that's in George Pickens' background in terms of the way that he's been, the things that he's had happen in Pittsburgh, but I think a big part of it for them is there also is a point where you're building culture, but you can't just exclude everybody who might kind of be a diva or who might be me focused.
Yeah.
And at some point you got to say, all right, well, this is the test of the cultures. Can you change that player instead of that player coming in and changing the culture? They've done a lot to establish it across the board. You're not going to have 53 Boy Scouts. It's not going to happen. And so I think at some point they realize. Yeah, and I think at some point you got to investigate and go, all right, who do we think can get there? Who do we think can be part of a good culture? Even if they're not now, who do we think can be changed over to that? There was a time Brandon Marshall was thought of as a really bad culture guy. There was a time where Tyrann Mathieu was thought of as a really bad culture guy. And they both shifted over time. So I think that for them, they look at it and go, all right, we got to just believe that Pickens is part of a guy like we can ingratiate into our culture rather than him coming in here and poisoning a well.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously the talent is there. I don't know. I don't have a problem with them going and using capital to get somebody. You know, now, could you say that these, you know, a third round pick could be more valuable next year, you know, in the draft where this team is still, I believe, not ready to compete for a championship. So they need the bodies. They need the picks. They're getting the players. That's good. The other question you got to ask, why would Pittsburgh do this? Mike Tomlin's on the hot seat. Like, make whatever you want to say, he is on the hot seat. Half of Pittsburgh, maybe more, want him out. The fans. So why would he reduce his team?
Well, they got DK.
They do have DK, but they're probably going to bring in Aaron Rodgers. You would not think that Aaron Rodgers would want to get rid of a weapon.
What's their wide receiver room look like? They have DK. Pickens is gone. And Robert Woods. I think they just picked up Robert Woods late.
He's 40.
Yeah, he's old. He's old. He's 33. Look, I'm begrudgingly in on this.
They're interesting.
I wanted juice. You got juice. I wanted a roll of the dice. You did roll the dice. Now, can you argue? We're going to judge their second and third round picks and their first round pick. We're going to judge their second and third against George Pickens. I hope your second round pick, I hope your third round pick play out versus getting a receiver there and not having this headache and whatever this future contract extension comes with. Now, what about the money? You know, we got to break all those things down. We just can't throw out Fantasyland trades. Spotrac has some of these numbers as we are looking at something very cheap to start off with. The 24-year-old brings over a one-year, $3.6 million deal to Dallas, carrying a four-year, 102 valuation in our system. So that's 25-a-year APY. Is that just what they're projecting of what his next contract is going to be, Bob? Because right now it's just one for 3.5?
No, he's at 3.5 because it's the back end of his rookie deal.
Yeah, I know that.
No, that's what he's at right now.
But so this 4 for 102 is their next contract projection for him. So basically what I'm saying is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they're targeting. That's what they believe he'll get.
So you're trading a third-round pick for him on a one-year deal. 99% of the time in these situations, we need that to come with an extension.
I have not asked around. I've poked around a little bit. I've not gotten a firm answer yet. I don't know that this is coming with an idea that they're going to extend him for sure.
Because otherwise, you make this move, Choppy, when you're on the doorstep. Not when you're, in my opinion, and what you just said earlier, where the Cowboys are. So are you saying you are in the George Pickens business long term?
I don't believe that you can trade a third round pick for a guy who you are going to have for 2 years. I don't believe a team would wisely or willingly do that.
Look, I think
again, if you're Kansas City or Buffalo,
yeah,
that's a different story.
How good do you expect them to be this year with Pickens? Roughly
10.
I think 10's their ceiling because they're
ceiling with Pickens. I think Pickens is a difference maker that puts theirs. I don't know that they reach it, but their ceiling definitely to me is 12-win team now. Like that's a team that can win 12 games.
With
now,
the schedule though,
yeah,
like, their talent level might be, but no, the schedule's brutal.
Dude, Pickens is a one. Pickens is a one.
He's not a one in any what?
Pickens is 100% a one.
Okay, is he a one in the case that?
He's not a Jamar one.
No, he's not a Jamar one.
That's one.
No, okay. If you're talking about,
there's not 32 ones.
No, but this is the same BS argument about saying Patrick Mahomes is the only number one quarterback.
No,
like, no, there's tiers, but he is 100% a team's number one. That is somebody who can function as a one and make a Pro Bowl. One.
It's like saying that just because you're the game one starter for a baseball team that you're an ace. You're not an ace.
No, well, if you're saying Jamar is number one, then that's also like saying Garrett Cole is the only standard for an ace. So there's three of them. More than three aces.
Let's get to some of the numbers. By the way, the breaking news: Bobby Belt first on it as our Cowboys insider. If you follow him on social media, you'll know that is the reality of it. George Pickens is a Dallas Cowboy. It's a third round pick given up, and then we'll get some later pick swaps and compensation. 3 years in the league for Pickens. 52 catches for 801 and 4 his first year at 15.5 a catch. Year two was 63 for 1140 and 5 touchdowns, 18 yards a catch. And then last year in 14 games, he had played 17 games in each of his previous two seasons. Last year, he was 59 catches for 900 yards and 3 touchdowns.
With Justin Fields and rotating Russell Wilson throwing the football to him during his career.
My fear in this, if there was 2 years left, that would feel like the perfect sweet spot for me. But are you signing up long-term with this guy? Like, so my two hiccups on this are, you're not knocking on a championship for this to be your final over-the-top move where I could justify a third rounder for 1 year. And then afterwards, man, I don't want to be in the George Pickens business long term unless Dak Prescott and Brian Schottenheimer have these magical powers that are like, if I'm Dak, man, I'm getting a, what was that drink he had when he was hurt that he just had 9, was it iced teas lined up?
Yeah, the golden leaf or whatever. Leaf,
yeah. I'd get a Tylenol sponsorship lined up if I was Dak Prescott dealing with not only him, but Lamb, because Lamb can have his moments. CD looks like he's endorsing this because overnight, he was sitting there tweeting out memes, waving like, hello, hey, we're here. So it looks like CeeDee Lamb knew this was happening and that he is on board. Those are my two hiccups. But right now, I needed juice. I needed to roll the dice. You need a number two wide receiver. So I'm begrudgingly
It makes CeeDee's life easier.
No doubt.
You know, as if you, you know,
CD makes Pickens' life easier too.
No, that's true. I mean,
because Pickens has been the attention focus in Pittsburgh.
Pepe, let's get to some of the text messages that are flying in with the breaking news. Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. But first,
Peyton, who by the way credited this news to Adam Schefter on his Twitter account.
What the hell?
What? What did I credit to? All I did was quote it.
I sent you my tweet 20 minutes earlier.
Did you at any time retweet Bob? Is Bobby's tweet on your timeline?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, it will be in a few minutes.
Damn, Pepe.
Well, Bobby hasn't paid me for How Young Is Paid, so that's why.
Didn't I tell you to tell me that whenever you're not getting paid now? No, I'm not paying you at all. Yeah.
All right, let's get more of the reaction coming in at 877-881-1053. We'll get to calls. We're going to get to texts. Hold off on the phone calls for a second. We're going to get the text, the tweet reaction, plus the morning show. Not only 1-0 this morning with the Cowboys trade, 1-0.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
With Brett Boone as the Rangers' new hitting coach, another thriller in the association. The Cowboys have their number two wide receiver. What do you think of it? Next on The Fan.
Wilson gets the snap. Lofts right corner of the end zone, and it is hauled in by Pickens. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers!
George Pickens is a Dallas Cowboy. The news is official, and our boy Bobby Belt broke it. Getting the credit from Ian Rappaport and Diana Rossini nationally. Well done, Roberto, all while at a Jelly Roll concert with Post Malone. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ on the official home of America's team. And this is what you get for being part of the 6 a.m. club. The YouTube, the fan cam, and the Twitch are litty. And Pepe has your reaction to the Pickens deal. What are they giving up in terms of the compensation? It's a third rounder and something else later for Pickens and something else later. George Pickens comes in with a one-year deal, so people are speculating that Stephen Jones is signing him up for something longer. Tolo's immediately asking, all right, what's the next one? Jerry mentioned two deals. What could the next one be? But right now, let's get your Pickens reaction at 877-881-1053. Brian brought us saying, hell of a job, Bobby. He is starting to watch Pickens' video right now. But I remember brought us saying during the draft coverage, he was in on it. He would have been in on Pickens. He's frightening. Mike Tomlin could not get him straight, you know, similar to Antonio Brown there in Pittsburgh, but he is now the Dallas Cowboys issue. Tolo Chris, not thrilled. Whoa, overpay. They wanted him gone in Pittsburgh. This franchise gets fleeced constantly. And then he said, well, I guess if you're giving up a 4 for Mingo, a 3 for Pickens is solid. Laugh emoji.
If George Pickens didn't have some of the chemistry locker room questions, he would go for a first. As a player, still in a rookie year, he would go as a first. So I understand if you're talking about overpay, on a talent perspective, it's really not. Like as a talent perspective, that's a good deal. The question is just now, obviously, the combustibility, which is you just don't know. I don't think it's a slam dunk he's going to come in here and be a malcontent. He may have just been tired of Pittsburgh. He may have just been fed up with the whole culture there. I don't know. And it may be that he comes in here and he's still a pain in the ass. But it's something where I think two-round tax on talent for just a question about how he's going to fit in is enough of a gamble that I think it makes sense.
With the extension. You have to factor in the extension.
Well, because I think that's the idea is that you're
going to... This guy is maybe the number one malcontent in the entire National Football League. He is a royal pain in the ass. No one, and I'm not yelling at you here. No, I'm just very excited. No one puts the Dallas Cowboys culture over the Pittsburgh Steelers. No one is saying that the Dallas Cowboys have more success than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, maybe he didn't like Tomlin personally. More right. More power to you to be frustrated with the quarterbacks over there. I mean, that could drive you crazy because Tomlin.
And the coordinators.
Tomlin has butchered all that. But Pittsburgh Steelers over Dallas Cowboys in all the culture categories and winning with a lesser QB.
Culture have been. But the idea is that you hope that you have flipped it and changed it to the point that.
before playing a game with your new coach.
But I mean, like the culture doesn't start with the games. The culture starts now. This is where you establish it. And so, I mean, that whole aspect of this isn't also just like a complete refresh. This isn't like Schottenheimer just got plugged in. He's been here for 3 years and he's already been working with the offense and the quarterback's on board. I think the quarterback was probably a big reason why this got done.
Well, I do know that he let them know, and I was told this during the draft. I said that the week leading up, we can't have a current number two come from the room that it currently exists. There has to be a number two wide receiver. Like that was almost a Dak mandate as told to me.
And look, I mean, if you don't, let's just say you don't sign him. They could, because they, even though they got him this late in the process, they could still get a comp pick for him, right?
Yeah.
If they lose him, that might replace their third, depending on where they get him.
And if he gets, if he plays well enough, you're probably picking at the back end of the third. And, I mean, comp picks can go as high as the third. If he ends up being really good and gets paid a big amount of money and they don't replace that, he could end up being a third-round comp pick. It could essentially be an 8-10 pick swap in the round. Yeah.
All right, TR with the tweet. We give Jerry hell, but this morning we have to give him credit. I actually like it. This from Matt. I think the Cowboys feel they've built the culture and feel the guys can put their arms around him and get him right. Andy, Dallas is desperate and the Steelers know it. Football Pete, Bobby finally made it. Great job with the breaking news.
If you want to talk about, here's the thing. If you are concerned about the combustibility of it, okay. But in your Twitter history, I better not find any bitching about the all-in stuff. Because this is saying like, all right, we got to do something.
That's not fair.
I think it is fair. You've changed your head coach. You've changed most of the coaching staff. You've addressed the offensive line like people wanted. You went out and made moves to get the pass rushers. You've now got the number two wide receiver. Like they're addressing everything that you say you need to do to change.
No, all in doesn't mean I have to pick up a cancer. Okay, I can get guys who aren't all time royal pain in the ass.
Right, but you're paying a tax on a Rashad Bateman who's probably talent wise not worth a two.
Well, I'd have. I don't know what other deals that they could have pulled off. The Cowboys think the Cowboys want to undercut everyone. Like the deal has to be absolutely just right for them in their eyes. Everything has to be on a discount. So, you know, I don't know if I can give the absolute all in credit when it comes with a guy with this much baggage. Again, especially with that potential next contract. Pepe, what are the Tolos texting and saying?
At first, there was a lot of negativity. A lot of, you know, do we want this dude from the 214-817? Pickens is a cancer in the locker room. You guys know that. 903 says, I totally agree with Bobby. Pickens is a 1B receiver. 904 and 817 both say I'm down with it.
Jordan Lewis has tweeted. He's like, confirmation God wanted me in Jacksonville.
And why did Jordan Lewis tweet that? Because after the Cowboys beat the Steelers last year, this isn't the best audio, but J. Lou said this walking back to the locker room in the tunnel.
This part of the receiver. You're thick as weed.
What was the first part?
Pittsburgh needs to find a new receiver. And then he said, George Pickens weak.
George Pickens weak. Eric, I've never been more torn on something because Pickens seems like an absolute head case, but I can't kill the Cowboys for being transient and never making a splash and then be upset when they finally do.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the question. Like, that's the problem, the tug of war that you run into here. It's like, you know, that you want them to make a move. We've asked them to make a move. They finally make a move. We complain about the move.
No. You all got to stop with this. Making a splash doesn't mean that the water hitting me has to be acid. You know what I mean? Like, you can still make non-toxic moves.
It doesn't have to be cold water. Right? It has to be water. So, like, this is water hitting you. You're hot. You're hot. You're hoping that it's ice cold water that hits you. It turns out to be rather warm and not as refreshing.
You're in the position the Mavs were when they traded for Kyrie, where you're saying, all right, this guy can be a superstar, but, like, he might blow it up. We don't know. We got to take the gamble.
But as many Cowboy fans have pointed out, I can still be mad at them for backing themselves into this corner. They did get themselves here to where they had to make this type of move. It wasn't addressed in free agency. It wasn't addressed in the draft.
Address it in the draft. Both times they got scooped up. I'm saying they did try to set it up to go, okay, we've got contingencies. This was a, hey, we let a couple other dominoes fall where we would have been interested in making a move.
Yeah, but if I boil it down, right, don't tell me about the pain, just show me the baby. There ain't no baby. There ain't no baby. There ain't no second Wolchuk daughter on the delivery table. Congratulations, Zach, by the way.
No, by the way, Nick Harris says the swap is a sixth going to Pittsburgh and a seventh coming back from Pittsburgh. So this is Pickens and a seventh for a third and a sixth.
Okay. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. But that was a very popular Cowboy fan sentiment saying, yeah, I can be happy with it, but still mad that you forced yourself to do this.
Well, they did force themselves into the position to do this. They had to because they didn't address it in the draft. And even if they tried to, you know, the other question is, like, would you have rather had them, because let's say they were in the second or the third and there was a receiver on the board 10 spots ahead. Would you have rather had them trade up with extra capital behind them for a complete unknown 50-50 coin toss? Same pick, right? Second or third rounder. Or send this to Pittsburgh for a known commodity that you know he can play, but he does come with the baggage that George Pickens comes with.
By the way, you do have to admit this. Because, you know, Sean, like yesterday when you're talking about you want a Shador here, if for nothing else, like that, this does make Oxnard more exciting.
Hell yeah.
This will make for a more excited Oxnard.
Don't forget that I said I'm begrudgingly in. At the end of the day, I am in. Entertainment value, splash, offense can be very dynamic and interesting. I'm just a little surprised how in you are.
I'm in on the risk. It can definitely go sideways. But to me, like, this is a team that's window is starting to close. Their window, in fact, if you don't get a guy like Pickens, like, if they go into next year, you say their window is closed. Like, this is a, when you say it seems like kind of a desperation, wow, this seems like you're saying, I think they are recognizing this is closing. They don't know what Dak's health is going to be moving forward. They've got a brand new head coach here. They've got some guys who are starting to expire. I think this is, hey, this is our window's about to be boarded up, so we need to see if we can extend it here.
Pickens or Amari?
Pickens.
Pickens.
Pickens or, now,
well,
everything factored in. I'm not just talking about the player. Obviously, the player, right? Amari, dirt cheap.
Yeah, still, I mean.
10. Let's just call it 10 for Amari and Keenan Allen. Not together, like either or, like three options.
Pickens.
So okay, so it would have been either Mario or probably Pickens.
It's
just from the age standpoint. Like, I am worried that Amari is cooked.
Yeah. If CeeDee Lamb gets hurt, you are screwed with Amari and Keenan Allen. If CeeDee Lamb gets hurt, you are still scoring points with George Pickens.
I agree. 877.
Selectively aggressive.
881-1053. In order to hit us up, we got Chris Mack from Pittsburgh. That's going to join us at 720 live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and Zoom. We're going to take your calls as well throughout the entire morning. We got a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway, and we have Brett Boom taking over the Rangers offense yesterday in Boston. Another thriller in the association. Oh, yeah. And actually a playoff team in town. Dallas Stars, game one tonight. All of it is on the way with Sean and RJ.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The pitch to Jock is hit deep to right field. Way back goes Abreu, and it is beyond his reach. And that bounces up into the stands. And Jock Peterson picks up the run batted in, only his second of the year, and the Rangers lead 2-0 on a pair of automatic doubles.
Jock Peterson's struggle? Let's put a little Brett Boone on it. Rangers offense have forgotten about singles? Let's put a little Brett Boone on it. The Brett Boom era is off to a 1-0 start. That was the call from Nadell on your home for Texas Rangers baseball. That's us. Oh, yeah. And we're the home of the Cowboys with our insider Bobby Bell breaking the news that George Pickens is a Dallas Cowboy for a third rounder and sixth and seventh round swaps later on. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I'm just going to take you through Jared Sandler's timeline. The first batter of the Brett Boone era, and I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, Brett Boone didn't go in yesterday and say, hey, drop the elbow.
I'm not saying it tongue-in-cheek. He changed the culture already.
Brett Boone can handle George Pickens. get some Brett Boone, Chuck Norris memes out there, Texas William. Boone, by the way, will join us at 9:20 this morning. Pay, getting that done. Chompy getting that done.
I'm sorry here. Let's make sure that...
Peyton said Adam Schefter got it done.
That's right. Yeah. Paige is good.
First at bat, Josh Smith leads off the game with an opposite field single. Jock Peterson, 2-for-2 with a double and an RBI in the Brett Boone era. It's the fifth time this year the Rangers have had at least five hits in an inning when they basically put the game away yesterday in the fourth. And let's not forget the greatness of Nate Eovaldi. The Rangers have now hit around in an inning for the second straight game and are putting together competitive at-bats top to bottom. The Rangers have 7 hits in an inning for the first time this year. The Rangers join the Tigers, Dodgers, and Mets as the only 4 teams in the league with at least 5 hits with exit velocities of over 100-plus miles per hour in an inning. Evan Carter, struggling? Put a little boonie on it. 2 for 4. That included a scorched lineout in his first at-bat. And Josh Smith ended up reaching base 4 times in consecutive games, followed up his career-best 4-hit game Sunday with 3 hits and a walk last night. Rangers win 6-1 on the Fan.
There was a moment there in the fourth inning where I do believe I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby, a manufactured run. And that is not something that you see very often in 2025 Major League Baseball. It is walk, strike out, and swing from your colon. Swing as hard as you can. That's what you want to do. You want to just swing as hard as you can. You watch these kids in the cage. Everything is as hard as you can. Very rarely do you get a coach at the youth level, high school level. You know, they work on 2-strike approach, 1-strike approach, right? That's the difference in the sport today versus where it's been. Marcus Semien's ground ball single, right? Just a single push it to the right side. Just push it to the right side.
Yeah.
That's baseball. Let's get the runner over to third. And it wasn't an out. He actually got a single out of it, but the ground ball to the right side there. It looked like that was the plan. It looked like that was the strategy going in. Get the runner over from second. Get him over to third. Get him into a position where he could score on a sac fly. And then, you know, he actually does score on the sac fly by Adolis in the next batter. It's a manufactured run. I don't know that Brett Boone came in here. I know he didn't come in there and break down everybody's swing and change everybody's stance. But perhaps he just gave them a go on out there and play baseball approach.
They had the last 5 games heading into yesterday. They had 6 times that a player had gotten 2 hits or more. Yesterday, they had 6 players get 2 hits or more. And so, I mean, like, they had basically collected, had the same sort of multi-hit performance yesterday in one game that they had from their entire lineup for 5 games leading into it. So, yeah, I mean, it was still, they had 2 extra base hits, a couple doubles, but they were smoking the baseball. Like, they were hitting the ball really hard.
It's almost like I'm more excited right now for them to have more singles than home runs. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's
showing an approach.
It's an approach. It's easier to hit singles than home runs, obviously. You have to string a bunch together to get runs, and that's why, you know, the home run is the most valuable offensive play in the game. But it's also one of the rarest. Now, the triple's more rare than the home run, obviously, but, you know, the home runs are very, very rare.
If they're hitting the ball really hard, though, like they were yesterday, home runs, doubles, triples, they'll all come. It's when you go 4 straight games and you have like 1 game where you get 1 double and no extra base hits. Like that's the bad thing about it.
Right, because that generally shows you're probably not hitting the ball really hard and barreling things up. But they did. You know, they hit the ball hard yesterday. They barreled up a lot of them. And whether it's Boone or not, I mean, it just so happens to be a little coincidental that they manufactured runs, they played situational baseball, and it looked like they had an approach to the plate.
16 hits, Nate Eovaldi, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 7 strikeouts. The ERA has now dropped to a 2.03. And I'm looking at a lot of Rangers possibly in that all-star game rotation. Remember the year we had like all the infield?
Yeah, that was the World Series here.
Yeah, 23.
I'm looking at that now for the starting rotation in some of these pitchers. 6-1, big dog, Nate Eovaldi getting it done. Same game time start today right here on 105.3 The Fan. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up, and it'll be Malley on the mound. Guess his ERA.
Oh, it's low.
Okay, three, hold on. What's Jock Peterson's batting average is 114. So it's usually, I think the formula is Jock Peterson's batting average plus 50. So I'm going to say it's 164.
119.
Oh, so it's plus 5, not plus 50. Five. Okay, got it.
1.19.
Did you just buzz me for that, Peyton? Screw
and, you know, that was his first start was like.
Adam Schefter.
His first start, we were like, you know, like he was missing the plate. Yeah. He was
super wild.
Yeah, it was just like, all right. What's going to happen here? But I mean, he has been tremendous. The whole, I mean, basically everybody on this rotation has been for the most part. They've had to be able to stay afloat in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
I've been preaching and asking, I'm maybe begging soon for you to watch the NBA playoffs.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. 1:10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
Pacers radio. Cleveland stunned. As RJ has called out the Cavaliers for being frauds, they start off 0-2 at home as they choke away a lead. This game should have been done. It should have been over and finished with. Indiana could not get a stop down the stretch. Donovan Mitchell goes insane, but Tyrese Halliburton hits the three with 1.1 seconds remaining, and I don't think his pops was in the arena to celebrate.
He's banned. He's banned. 5-0. Yeah.
He's like the Jokic brothers.
Road teams are 5-0 in the second round.
Wow.
First time that's ever happened in the history of the sport. But this it's up 7 with less than a minute to go. You have no business losing a playoff game. Boy, no business. But you know, turnovers, like he said, just like the Milwaukee series. There was they had that turned a crushing turnover of the inbounds pass.
Yes.
Very, very late. I mean, you just can't turn the ball over like that. And now they're in a position where this thing gets, like, Cleveland will be lucky to get this thing back to Cleveland.
This is set up right now that, I mean, obviously we're a game into all the other series, but given who's taking us.
Lucky to get it back to Cleveland. You're saying this is over.
Well, I mean, when you've won the first two, right, on the road.
It's not just as simple as that.
It's like, not as simple as that.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are a 64-win team. Indiana's a 50-win team.
A fraudulent 64.
Okay.
Right? Because they tried the whole year.
All right.
See, so that's the fraudulent aspect.
So if I gave you even money on everything, you pick Indy to win the series?
I assume they'll be favored in the next two games. So, yeah, I would. Yeah.
All right.
By the way, during the regular season, Cleveland was 1-3 against Indiana. So they're now 1-5 against them for the year. They're a game into all the other series at this point. But if the current leader holds on in the rest of the series, you're looking at conference finals that are the 3-seed Knicks against the 4-seed Pacers and the 4-seed Nuggets against the 7-seed Warriors.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
I'm just saying what you're seeing right now so far is, though, the Thunder choking away a lead as a top dog. You're seeing the Celtics choke away a lead. You're seeing Cavaliers struggle with the same sort of thing. Anthony Edwards was awful last night in the first half. Like, I mean, it's just the teams that are supposed to be handling business right now are not to start this series.
For half a century, it was no NBA team out. If you weren't a top 2 or 3 seed, you had no chance.
Yeah.
With the way teams are not really valuing the regular season anymore, load management, everything's more close. I mean, the difference between 3 and 8 in the West was 2 games, right?
So you gotta,
I think a lot of those narratives go out the window.
As soon as I was ready to hand the mantle over to Anthony Edwards as the next and my new favorite player in the NBA, he produces a dud and a stinker last night. The Golden State Warriors go into Minnesota and handle the Timberwolves with Steph Curry hurting his hamstring. Steph's not going to play in the next game, I don't believe. He leaves early. Warriors win by 11. And after the game, Chris Finch called out his star.
I absolutely saw that, you know, and, can't have that. You know, it's and it starts with Anthony. You know, he struggled early. And then you could just kind of see the light go out a little bit for a while. And then, obviously we had to try to get him going in the second half. But I think, you know, it was one of those games where he kind of came out with a predetermined mindset of what he was trying to do and just rather than just playing the game that was in front of him.
Called out Anthony Edwards for the total lack of energy at home. And Charles Barkley on TNT agreed.
Really impressed with
Coach Finch in that press conference. Like, he called Anthony out. You know, when you're a great player, and first of all, you bought all this smoke. You said you wanted to smoke. You said you wanted to smoke. I want the Warriors. And you got them. And you had 1 point at halftime, and his energy level was down. So that, to me, is what coaching's about. I mean, Shaq's been in this situation. I've been in this situation. When you're the man, you get all the credit, but you get all the blame. That's the way it works. And I like what he did. He said, hey, Anthony's got to play better. You can't come out and talk all that noise and have 1 point, plain and simple.
So there's Charles on TNT. The breaking news here this morning on 105.3 The Fan, courtesy of Bobby Belt. Albert Breer saying Bobby Belt first on it. Ian Rappaport as well. Diana Rossini. George Pickens is the Dallas Cowboys' new wide receiver. So let's get your reaction to it on the fan text. We're going to have Chris Mack join us from Pittsburgh. How are they feeling about the deal? What is the other trade that Jerry could have been referencing? There is a name that the internet keeps talking about. I may have another one for you. And RJ has his Dallas Stars preview for game one tonight. Loaded hump day edition. Hey, coming at you with another concert ticket giveaway. Dierks Bentley around the corner as well, right here on The Fan.